wherever you shop is quick, safe, and 100% digital. Cardless, cashless, seamless. Activate your mobile banking to enjoy StanPay by Stanbic at all Consequence pay points. This time check is brought to you by Stanbic Bank.
It's 18 hours on Phoenix FM. Up next, we have the main news.
This time check was brought to you by Stanbic Bank.
Phoenix FM.
Check, check. There we go.
106.7. Bonzi.
The main news bulletin on Phoenix FM is brought to you by Absa Bank Zambia PLC. Your story matters. Absa.
Win number money 1 million na Absa. Play your cards right, Munzo Andy, and you could win big. Simply tap or swipe any of your Absa cards 5 times in a month, and you could be one of 10 lucky winners to take home and achieve 10 fin in monthly prizes, or walk away with a grand prize of 250,000 kwacha. Jalilo boo, and you cannot afford to not get lucky. Use your Absa card to enter the draw. Terms and conditions apply. Your story matters. Absa.
The headlines. The motor Toyota fire suspended for 30 days over alleged disorderly conduct. UPND Secretariat distances itself from Party Deputy Secretary General's statement on long-serving MPs. Former DRC President Joseph Kabila's trial verdict due this Friday. To present the news, I'm Lucivilo Gondwe. First Deputy Speaker of the National Assembly, Malungo Chisangano, has suspended Lunte Constituency Member of Parliament, Mototwe Kafuaya, from the House for 30 days. This follows a complaint by Momba Constituency Member of Parliament, Fred Chatila, against Mr. Kafuaya for exhibiting disorderly conduct on the floor of the House and showing disrespect to the presiding officer on Wednesday, 16th July 2025. Delivering her ruling this afternoon, Ms. Chisangano said it is clear from his conduct that Mr. Kafuaya misconducted himself in the House and indeed showed disrespect to the presiding officer. She emphasized that the rules of the House on etiquette and decorum, including the standing orders cited, were formulated to maintain discipline, decorum, and the dignity of the House. Ms. Chisangano has since called on members of the House to conduct themselves in a manner that upholds the dignity and decorum of the House.
During the period of your suspension, you shall not, one, enter the precincts of the Assembly, and this extends to the National Assembly Motel, two, participate in any business or activity of the House or a committee that you are signed in your capacity as a member of the National Assembly, and three, be paid the salary or allowance that you are entitled to as a member. Mr. Kafuaya will go on suspension for 30 days, as resolved by the House from today, Thursday, 18th September 2025, to Friday, 17th October 2025.
UPND Secretary General Batuke Emenda has dismissed a statement by Party Deputy Secretary General Gertrude Emenda suggesting that the party wants long-serving members of parliament to step aside for new aspirants. In an interview with Phoenix News yesterday, the UPND Deputy Secretary General Gertrude Emenda called on long-serving party members of parliament to consider stepping down to pave the way for aspiring candidates ahead of the 2026 general elections. However, Mr. Emenda says the statement attributed to Ms. Emenda does not reflect the UPND's official stance. He has clarified that the party secretariat has no mandate to decide who stands and who does not, and that the selection of parliamentary candidates involves a comprehensive process, including consultations at various levels from ward to provincial, before being reviewed by the National Management Committee. Mr. Emenda says the committee, which is the party's highest decision-making body, has not issued any directive on candidate adoption for the 2026 general election. 12 people have been apprehended in Kitwe Zindeke presidential area and several structures demolished following a joint operation by the Kitwe City Council and the Zambia Police targeting illegal construction. Kitwe City Council Public Relations Manager Mwaka Nakweti says the council demolished several unauthorized structures, including block wall pillars, 6 mud structures, 2 MTN booths, 8 makeshift trading shelters, and 2 block and wooden structures. Ms. Nakweti says the authorities also confiscated a drum, a machete, and several buckets before a similar operation alongside Nkana Water and Sanitation Company resulted in the clearing of structures that had been erected on sewer lines. She says the structures were obstructing essential pipeline replacement works aimed at improving sanitation and service delivery. Ms. Nakweti says the local authority therefore warns residents that constructing or trading without permission contravenes the Urban and Regional Planning Act No. 3 of 2015, which empowers councils to demolish illegal structures to protect public infrastructure and safety.
Kitwe City Council, working in partnership with the Zambia Police Service, yesterday conducted a joint operation that led to the apprehension of 12 individuals involved in illegal construction in the Ndeke presidential area. The suspects are currently detained at Ndeke Village Police Station. During the operation, the local authority demolished several illegal structures that had been erected without approval. In a separate but related operation, during the week, Kitwe City Council, working with the Nkana Water and Sanitation Company, also demolished structures that had been built on the utility company's sewer lines. These illegal structures were obstructing the water utility company from replacing old sewer pipelines, which are essential for improved sanitation and service delivery.
Water Development and Sanitation Minister Collins Nzovo has reiterated that government's final and authoritative position on the sinter metals pollution will be guided by the outcome of a comprehensive assessment by an independent firm appointed by government. Addressing the media in the SACA this morning, Mr. Nzovo acknowledged that stakeholders reserve the right to undertake their own independent assessments and obtain results from alternative credible sources, but emphasized that this must be done in a transparent and legal manner. He says the assessment report done by Drizzt Environmental Solutions was not submitted by or on behalf of the polluter, and that therefore government could not formally consider the report. Mr. Nzovo noted government's initial efforts to reconcile the parties in order to move forward and consider the report without further delay proved unsuccessful, hence government commencing the process of engaging an independent consultant.
The environmental restoration order issued pursuant to Section 105 of the Environmental Management Act specifically directed the polluter to undertake the assessment. Therefore, Drizzt Environmental Solutions, as a contracted party to the polluter, could not assume the rights and responsibility of the polluter under the Act. Considering that the Drizzt report was not submitted by or on behalf of the polluter, government could not formally consider the report. It was on this basis that government's initial efforts were to reconcile the parties in order to move forward and consider the report without further delay. When this proved unsuccessful, government commenced the process of engaging an independent consultant, which engagement has been completed.
In global news, the High Military Court in Kinshasa has set Friday as its verdict in the historic war crimes trial of the former Democratic Republic of Congo President Joseph Kabila, which was delayed to grant prosecutors time to present new evidence that could link him to the financing of the M23 rebel group. Judges presiding over the highly charged trial announced the one-week delay today. The adjournment came after state lawyers requested additional time to evaluate newly submitted evidence. We monitor the BBC for other global stories.
President Trump has said the relationship between Britain and the United States is closer than it's ever been. He was speaking after holding talks with Keir Starmer at the British Prime Minister's country residence on the last day of the president's state visit to the UK. Strikes and demonstrations are taking place across France in